Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
And when I came back, the CEO said, Thurman, you are the most knowledgeable man with those ice machines I have never seen in my life. He said, you realize, actually I saved them $990,000 when they put a pencil to it, but I just rounded off to $1 million. You know, that's close enough. That's why they love me. You know, because even when you do things they don't like, they like you saving them money. You know, if you didn't realize it's that, but they do. But anyway, I just told them, I said, you know, no, I'm going to talk about Jesus. And so when they had those five items, the lady said, you'll have to sign this. And I said, okay, no problem. So I signed it that I was terminated. And so as I said, praise the Lord. I said, thank you, Jesus, for firing me from this job. And they said, what's wrong with you? Mr. Scrivener, don't you know that you're 50-something, 60 years old or whatever? At your age, you may not even be able to get another job. I said, you know, folks, I didn't work for y'all in the first place. I work for Jesus. I said, y'all happen to pay my salary, but my King is who I work for. I said, I never did work for y'all. I said, I've worked for Jesus all these years. I said, I have no idea what the King's going to do with me now, but I know it's going to be better. And boy, has it been. The last 15 years have been out of this world. You know, I mean, there's nothing like standing here praying for someone or praying for somebody over the telephone or praying for Dr. Young over the telephone with a crushed back and using Mark 11:23 and seeing our King give him a brand new back over the telephone. You know, that even makes my skin tingle. You know, when somebody calls back and says, Thurman, you prayed 15 minutes ago and I'm already completely, totally healed. I got a brand new back. Wow. Mark 11:23. Isn't that something? I don't know about you, but I love serving Jesus. He's awesome. Don't you love serving Jesus? He's the most awesome God there is. But he made me all these promises in his word. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know, that's a kicker. When I prayed for Dr. Young that night, he had fell out of a tree on Tuesday up in the mountains of Idaho and broke his back. He only fell 35 feet. That's a long way. The top of that building right there is only 20 feet. He fell 35, right in the peak of that building. That's only 22 feet from there to the ground. He fell 35 feet to the ground and hit right on his bottom and crushed his whole lower back. They care flighted him out of the mountains, took him to the hospital, done a CT scan on him, and his back's crushed. Can't be fixed. They sent him home to lay there in pain, and they can't do nothing. So they sent him home, and he's a doctor. He's laying there in the bed watching some of my DVDs. And he calls the man that gave him those DVDs and said, do you know this man? He said, yes, I do. He said, do you think I could get him to come up here and pray for me? He said, well, I can call him and see. Well, Sunday night, he called me and wanted to know if I would fly to Salt Lake City, Utah the next morning and pray for him. I said, sure, no problem. I'll do it. So I told him, I said, when you talk to him, I was talking to the other man. I said, when you talk to him, tell him I want to talk to him tonight. I want to talk to him before I come. And so I said, give him my cell phone number. And so about 10 o'clock at night, my phone rang, and it was Dr. Young, and we was at the post office, Cheryl and I was, and on the way home, I prayed the prayer of faith for him, and then I used Mark 11:23, and I said, now, thank you, Lord, for giving Dr. Young a supernatural healing in his back in the name of Jesus. And I hung up the phone. And we drove along about a mile, and Cheryl says, what do you think, honey? I said, no problem. He'll be healed before we get there. In other words, I prayed for him. He'll be healed. It's written in Mark 11:23. But you know, always when you do that, there's a little voice that's tapping you on the shoulder and saying, but what if it don't work for you this time, Bob? You're going to look like a fool. Who do you think that might be? The little enemy. He's always there. God sent him to test you. But I didn't believe him, and I prayed for him. And so when I got home, we get home, and I'm unloading the pickup. And as I'm carrying stuff in the house, my phone rang. And I picked it out and looked, and I didn't recognize the number. And it was Dr. Young. He said, Thurman, this is Dr. Young. He said, after you prayed, my pain all went away. He said, I scooted over to the edge of the bed and stood up and said I could walk with no pain. He said, I ran up the stairs one time and back down. Then I picked up my 5-year-old son and ran up the stairs and back with him. He said, I have no pain in my body whatsoever. I'm totally, completely healed. He said, y'all, come on. I've already made airplane reservations for y'all. I'll see you. I'll pick you up at the airport myself in the morning. And he did. Next morning, Salt Lake City, Cheryl and I flew up there, and he had 750 people working for him. He had clinics and everything all over the place. He does all kinds of stuff, and yet nobody could heal him but Jesus. And he was a Mormon. Ooh. Nope, no more. He's a born-again Christian now, praise God. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Is this an awesome promise or is this an awesome promise? You know, we don't believe that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure, I want me to tell the story about the glasses. There was a man that came to me over in Dallas when I was over there 6 or 7 years ago. And he came up for prayer that day at a healing school. And I said, what can I pray for you for? And he said, I need my eyes back. And he had real thick glasses on. And I said, well, what is your vision? Do you know? He said, yeah, 2,700 in each eye. Now, that's pretty bad. 2,700. I said, okay, I'll use Mark 11:23. And I spoke to his eyes, commanded the problem to go away and for him to have perfect, beautiful, clear, sharp eyes up close, far away, night and day in the name of Jesus. And I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. He said, now what do I need to do? I said, you need to praise the Lord and you need to claim that promise over and over and over till you can see. He said, well, how long is it going to take? I said, I don't know. Only God knows that. I don't know where your faith is. Only God knows where your faith is. So I said, claim that until you get your eyes back. That's where most of us miss it. Thurman prayed for me. I walk outside and take my glasses off. I can't see. Well, forget it. It didn't work. That's what we think, right? No. God doesn't. Sometimes he does it like that. Sometimes you take your glasses off, man, you can see perfect. But the next time, you can't. So that doesn't mean that God's answer is no. It means he's doing something different in you. So this man began to claim the promise. He used Mark 11:23, just like I told him. He quoted Mark 11:23. Thank you, Lord, that I can see perfect, up close, far away, night and day in the name of Jesus, because it's written in Mark 11:23. Whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it in the name of Jesus. It's mine. So I have perfect eyes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I saw him 2 or 3 years later over at Hillcrest Church at a luncheon on Friday afternoon. He came up and said, hi, Thurman, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing good, sir. I said, who are you? And he told me, he said, you don't remember me, do you? And I said, no, sir. I said, so who are you? He told me what his name was. And he said, I'm the guy that had the 2700 vision. I said, I remember that. I said, you're not wearing glasses. So what happened? He says, I quoted Mark 11:23, just like you said, over and over and over and over, hundreds of times for months and months. One day I'm driving down the road. He said, I quoted it. And when I did, all of a sudden I hear this voice. You finally believe it. He said, Lord, of course I believe it. He said, well, then why don't you take off your glasses? He said, I pulled over to the side of the road and stopped. I took off my glasses. And he said, Thurman, I couldn't see a thing. So I said, Lord, thank you for my beautiful, clear, sharp eyes in Jesus' name. And he said, Thurman, as God is my witness, my eyes came into perfect, close, perfect focus. And he said, I've been able to read everything ever since. Did we serve an awesome Jesus? He's awesome. I mean, all you got to do, did he make who made that promise in Mark 11:23? Jesus did. He made it. He's speaking right there when he made that promise. You know, it's real. Now then, let's go to a couple more of these things. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1, and I want to show you some things that the Lord told us. We'll just go to Proverbs 2, start with verse 1, and we'll run right through Proverbs 2, 3, and 4 right quick, and we'll just see what those things say. There's some awesome promises in Proverbs 2 and 3 and 4. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that thou incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, let's see what happens. Verse 3 and 4. Yea, if you criest after knowledge and liftest up your voice for understanding, if you seeketh her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures. Now, how many of us do that? How many of us, when we read the Proverbs, are like we're diligently seeking God, mining silver and gold? Most people don't even read them, much less like they're digging for silver and gold. Verse 5 and 6. Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Let me tell you, when you figure out that God is the only one you got to please, there's nobody else you got to please on this earth. You please him, put him first, I guarantee he will bless everything you put your hands to. And he'll do just exactly what he said. If you do what he says, he'll do everything he promised. You'll not age like you normal people will. You'll live a lot longer. You know, I mean, you'll be healthy. You won't be sick. You won't ever have to worry about money. He'll prosper you. You'll be successful. He promised it in his word. Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and and understanding. And of course, out of his mouth is this word we're reading right here, 7 and 8. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. 9 and 10. Then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yes, every good path. When wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul, verse 11 and 12, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep you to deliver you from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who leaves the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they forward in their paths to deliver you from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. That verse right there in verse 16, deliver you from the strange woman. This Proverbs has so much to say about that. As you read the Proverbs, any man in his right mind that would think about going out and having sex with a woman he's not married to, if he had ever read these scriptures, it would scare your socks off. I mean, as I read this as a young man, I think there ain't no way I'm going to go out and have sex with some woman I'm not married to, because it says it will lead me to the grave and to hell. And I wasn't taking no chances. There wasn't no woman in the world good enough to go to hell for, I'll tell you for sure. Verse 17 and 18. Which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. This is that woman. For her house inclineth unto death and her path unto the dead. See, right here it's written. She is a prostitute. And any man or woman that does this, you can have sluts or whores in both men and women. You know, it seems like they always count it on the woman. They never say anything about the man. But the man, he's the most rotten one. You know, most women don't pursue the man for sex. It's the man that pursues the woman. He's the culprit in every case. And her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. Well, he's talking about hell there, the dead. 19 and 20. None that go into her return again. None. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. 21 and 22. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.